Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains spooky aliens. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. It's a warm September night and the yellow glow of fireflies pop in and out, lazily across the field in front of you. You watch in amazement as an orange ball of light streaks from the stars down to earth and is lost in a vast dark forest. You find yourself running towards the crash site. Searching the darkness, you can't find it, but then you hear the sound of humming. Soft at first, but the sound echoes around you until it's all-encompassing. You shut your eyes and cover your ears. Then it stops, just as you feel like you just can't take it anymore. You slowly open your eyes to see two basketball-sized lightning bugs glowing in front of you. But no, that can't be right. Lightning bugs are little, and these must be massive eyes. Killian, what is this creature?
I don't know.
It is the Flatwoods Monster!
Woo! Yay. Yay.
Let's open up... Okay, there I go. Let's open up the cryptid.
Let's open the cryptid catalog and jump in to see more.
Love it. You're better at this than me. Okay, so to get started, what do you know about this cryptid?
She blinds people with her eyes.
Oh, okay.
Because she has bright eyes.
That would make sense. Oh, and you think the Flatwoods Monster is a female?
I think she's a boy. He's a boy.
Or do you think there's boys and girls, or are there some non-binary Flatwoods Monsters? What do you think?
I think it's non-binary.
Love it.
We don't know.
That's true. We don't know. Okay. So, for starters, our Flatwoods Monster is from West Virginia. Who else do we know that is from West Virginia?
The Mothman.
And the Smiling Man.
Oh, wait. I forgot that.
Yeah. So, West Virginia's got quite a few.
Like, how many?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that. But so far, we've covered at least three. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know what the Flatwoods Monster looks like?
Flatwoods Monster.
What does it look like? You know what it looks like.
It looks like...
Because you have a little stuffed Flatwoods Monster.
It looks like it looks like it wears a hoodie.
It does look like it wears a hoodie. Mm-hmm. And what about its eyes?
They're really bright.
Yes. So first things first, the Flatwoods Monster has a pair of giant glowing yellow eyes set in a large red circular head. It looks like it's a large spade-like hood, which is, you're right, like a hoodie. And it wears something similar to a long flowing green dress as it hovers a foot off of the ground. It has lanky arms that trail down to thin, sharp fingers. Do you think I missed? Is that everything, or did I miss anything?
Now, just like...
No, don't read ahead. Now, just like the Smiling Man and Mothman, what do you think people think the Flatwoods Monster is?
I think that the Flatwoods Monster was a person.
Oh, you think it's a person?
So, and then... I'll tell you what I think. So
you tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you what other people think.
So the Flatwoods Monster was a scientist.
Okay. We're getting...
That had yellow eyes.
All right.
And so an accident happened with the experiment.
This is some real Batman stuff.
And made... And hit... And he... The Flatwood... And then He got sharp fingers. His skin turned really thin brown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bright, lighting eyes.
All right.
A hoodie.
Right.
And his mouth disappeared.
Wow. Okay.
That's my real... That's
your guess.
That's a real Batman's... That's a lot of Batman stuff.
Yeah, that is a lot of Batman stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. That works.
How the...
That is a good theory.
The Flatwoods Monster became the Flatwoods Monster.
Love it. Okay, so I like your theory a ton, but can I tell you what other people's theory is, too?
Daddy, what do you think about my theory?
You know what, man? I think your theory is well founded. I think it could be something like that, man.
It could be.
I like it.
Can I tell you other people's theories?
Yeah.
All right. So some other people's theory is that the Flatwoods Monster is an alien.
I think that too.
Oh, okay. So it's interesting to think that there are three different types of alien stories coming out of West Virginia, all with their sightings within 10 years of each other. Because some people think Mothman is an alien. A lot of people think the Smiling Man is an alien. And now they think the Flatwoods Monster is an alien. And they all kind of showed up kind of around the same time. So I wonder why aliens are picking West Virginia. Maybe it's the tall mountains, the sparsely populated forests, or maybe it's something else. What do you think?
I think it's where Bigfoot lives.
Well, I think Bigfoot probably is in that forest, too. Bigfoot tends to be in a lot of forests. So, Killian, the truth is that there has only been one sighting of the Flatwoods Monster. We looked and we couldn't find any other encounters with it. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different.
Wait, there's another sighting of a person who drew the monster.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Don't worry. That's what we're talking about. Don't worry. So the story today is going to be the story first Mommy read that wrong. The story today is going to be the story of the first and only Flatwood Monster encounter. But Daddy has taken some liberties with it to make it a little bit more narratively exciting, which means that Daddy added some, extra spice to the story.
Okay.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
But what does the story have?
Oh, we're ready to roast Daddy already. You ready?
Uh-huh.
This story is called The Flatwoods Monster.
That's a good one.
Oh, okay. We like that one.
That's
all right.
Kind of a good one.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you ready for the story?
Ready.
Okay. It was starting to get dark in Flatwoods, West Virginia. Brothers Edward and Fred May and their friend, Tommy Heyer, were hanging out and watching the sunset over the mountains, catching up with each other when their conversation stopped. The three boys watched in confusion as a bright orange ball of light came flashing out of the darkening sky and crashed into a thick patch of forest on the Fisher family's farm. There was a quick discussion amongst the boys. Did they all really just see that? Was it a downed Russian spy satellite? Was it a meteor from space? Or were they all just really tired? Whatever it was, the boys knew that they needed to investigate. But to be safe, they decided to bring more friends. A quick walk up the road, the boys enlisted the help of Kathleen May, a few local kids, and even National Guardsman Eugene Lemon. Stocking up on flashlights, the group of adventurers headed down the road towards the Fisher farm. Doing their best, the group found a spot along the road where they felt that the crash site would be the closest. One by one, they slid between the rusty barbed wire fence that lined the Fisher property, disregarding the crooked sign that read, "No trespassing." Moving through the darkened forest with just their flashlights to guide the way, the group began to choke and cough. The smell of something worse than a skunk in a garbage truck seeped into their nostrils. Pinching their noses, the group trudged forward. Looking up in the trees, Kathleen noticed that a tree limb had been broken and where they were leading down to right where the party was walking. Changing direction to follow the new path, it wasn't too long before their feet got caught in quicksand. They were stuck and they were sinking. One of the boys shined a flashlight on the ground, and to everyone's relief, it wasn't quicksand at all. It was a strange, gray, jelly-like substance that was stickier than any glue that they had ever used before. Unsticking their feet, they wandered deeper into the forest until they saw what appeared to be a floating red orb. The orb shook and rose at least 10 feet into the air. The party stood together in shock as the orb revealed two large, blinking golden eyes. It meandered towards them, and the closer it got, the more of the creature the party could see. The red orb was actually a face, with a spade-like hood billowing up behind it. Its body was draped in a green fabric, and two thin arms stretched out for the kids, its sharp fingers grasping for them. The creature began to hiss as it thrust forward, clawing hungrily for the group. Flashlights fell to the ground and the group turned, screaming through the forest, leaving the green monster behind them. Over the coming days, several people searched the Fisher's farmland. While they were able to find the strange sticky substance and could see the broken tree limbs, they were unable to find that green monster. Newspaper articles were written and speculation ran rampant. And soon, the green monster in the forest of West Virginia was given a new name. The Flatwoods Monster. Whoa. What'd you think about that story?
It was good.
So if you were walking through the woods and you saw the Flatwoods Monster as described by the people who saw him, what would you think?
I would think that, like, are you asking me that, what would I do?
Sure, yeah, what would you do?
I would just throw sharp weapons at it.
Oh. Oh, that would not be nice.
But what if it's a ghost?
Well, if you threw weapons at a ghost, it would just go through the ghost. So that would be kind of pointless.
Well.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe we should try talking to the creature?
No.
No one wants to talk to the creatures.
Because they look scary. Duh.
Yeah, but what if they just want, like, a hug?
An eternal hug.
No, just a hug.
What's an eternal hug?
Daddy's trying to be mean and say the monster wants to unalive people.
What's an alive people?
Gobble them up.
Eat them up, essentially. Is there anything else you want to say about the Flatwoods Monster?
I would agree with Mommy.
Yeah?
What if the cryptids are nice?
Exactly. That's why we love them, because we don't know. We don't know, do we? So what was your favorite part of the Flatwoods Monster? What was your favorite thing about them?
I wonder if he takes table manners.
If he has table manners?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No one's ever asked them to dinner, so how will we know?
Or maybe he takes dance lessons.
Maybe they do table dance lessons. We don't know. See? All these things we could learn if we just spoke to the cryptids. Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't know.
All right. So before we go, though, I did want to take a second to thank someone who did suggest this story, by the way.
Me.
You didn't suggest this story.
Oh.
a little boy named Parker, his mommy sent us an email saying that we should cover the Flatwoods Monster because it's his favorite cryptid. So I hope Parker liked the cryptid catalog episode today. I hope that everybody enjoyed the cryptid catalog episode today. And is there anything else you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say? Is there anything else?
I love the cryptids.
I know you do. All right. Well, if that's all we got, thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the
Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching and hugging.
And sure. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesturfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesturfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.